For more than 50 years, Jerry Carter used his sultry voice and smooth delivery to engage listeners wherever the radio frequency would reach.
I'm Jerry Carter, your host here of the Blues Traffic Jam on 88.7 WFOS, the station where the blues comes out to play each and every day.
Born Clarence A. Hamler, Jr., Jerry grew up in Roanoke, Virginia. Back in July of last year, he told Another View's Barbara Ham Lee that one night he turned on the radio and couldn't turn it off. He was 10 years old at the time. He went on to share that his big break came in March of 1972 when he was working at night for a janitorial service to earn money for college. The place he was cleaning, a radio station.
At nighttime, I would come in and turn on the turntables, not realizing that I was also turning on the transmitter.
While you were cleaning?
And I would play some music.
Oh!
You know, I would play Steam, Na Na, Hey Na Na, Kiss 'em Goodbye, Moonlight Feels Right, and then come back behind that with James Brown or some Motown. I didn't know about formats. It was 10 o'clock at night, and I'm in there throwing, hey, baby, you know, Dr. Soul bringing you the gold.
Jerry says at night, he would take phone calls from listeners as far away as Canada. And taking requests. All night
long. Willie Dixon wrote that song, Coco Taylor, and Willie Dixon sang that song, Wang Dang Doodle. It's Thursday, and we're throwing it back at you. It's yours now, baby. You do what you want to do. Yeah.
Jerry was enjoying every minute of it. After about a week, he was called to the boss's office.
I sat down. He says, I got two things for you, good news and bad news. What do you want first? I said, give me the bad news, Barry. You're fired. And then his wife came in. Did Butch Carter tell you that you're going to be our new morning man? I said, I'm not coming in here early in the morning to vacuum anymore. She said, oh, no, you're not the janitor anymore. We're going to let you start off for middays, and then we're going to make you the morning man. We're going to hire you to be a radio announcer. And wow. I couldn't believe it.
This was the beginning of a career that would span 5 decades.
It's been a rough week, and now it's time to relax and take it easy.
Throughout his career, Jerry would learn enough about the industry to help build 4 radio stations from the ground up.
I don't want any accolades. I'm a public servant. I'm a social worker. The days that I'm not on the air, I'm thinking somebody needs to talk to me.
Jerry Carter passed away on Thursday, August 15th. He was 77. For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.